Sota, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4-4. In this Mishnah, we'll find a number of marriages in which you might have thought that the woman is not eligible to drink the bitter waters to prove her innocence, to continue the marriage. And in each case, the Mishnah's chiddush is, yes, she is permitted to do so. So the first kitz here is Ashes Cohen, the wife of a Cohen. The din is Shosa Umateras Lavala. She is permitted to drink those bitter waters, proving her innocence, and then staying married to her husband. So why would she not be permitted to do so? So the thought, which is the incorrect thought, is that since when it comes to someone who's married to a Kohen, if she is taken advantage of by another man, even against her will, she becomes forbidden to her husband. A non-Kohen, his wife, is permitted to him if she isn't willingly adulterous, but a Kohen's wife, even if it wasn't willing, she was raped, so it doesn't matter. She becomes forbidden to her husband. And since there was kinui and stira, she was behind closed doors with this man, although she would be considered innocent by the waters if she was taken advantage of as a regular woman, she would still be forbidden anyways by that if she's married to a Kohen, and therefore you might have thought that she's not eligible to drink the waters, but no, she is. The second case is Ashes Saris, the wife of someone who's a Saris. She can drink as well. She's Shosa. A Saris is someone who can't be with his wife in a normal way. He's got his private parts are damaged. Now, there are two kinds of Sarisim. The Saris Chama is that way because that's how he was born or some natural events happened to him like that. And there's the Sris Adam, which, let's say, he was castrated by a person. So therefore, when it comes to the Sris Adam, if a person is castrated or damaged, he can't actually be married. We're not talking about that, because that's a forbidden marriage. The pasuk says, Lo yuvah p'tzua daka ukhros shavcha bekahal, Hashem. A person who has had his private parts damaged can't marry a regular Jewish girl. The Kal Hashem. He could, however, by the way, marry, like, say, a Gioris. But putting that aside for a second, the point is we're talking here, therefore, about a situation which is a permitted marriage to the Sris Chama, or perhaps even Sris Adam to a Gioris, let's say. So you might have thought, for sort of technical reasons of the Pasuk, that such a person is not eligible, such a marriage isn't eligible for drinking the bitter waters, but the halacha is, yes, such a marriage is permitted. Fine. The next is Aliyadei Kol Arayos Mekanin. Kinui is applicable for any woman with any man, even if she is already, like, there's an air of a prohibition already existing, let's say her brother or her father or something. So again, for technical reasons, you might have thought that there's no such thing as kinui with a woman and her relative, because there's a lima, because it says v'nitma'a twice. We learn that that the sota situation of kinui and stira make both the husband and the other guy forbidden to her. So you might have thought wrongly that since anyways her brother's forbidden to her, let's say, because it's her brother, so you might have thought that the rules of kinui and stira don't apply to her brother, but that's not true. He can be makana her and restrict her from anybody, even if we're talking about her, let's say, her brother or father, etc. However, there's exceptions. Chutz min hakatan umi she'eino ish. The exceptions are people who are not eligible for kinui and stira, meaning the man who's suspected of having an improper relationship with this fellow's wife. This fellow cannot do kinui, warning his wife against that particular man, if he's not a man. That's because the pasuk specifically says he calls him an ish. Ish is a man, and therefore, if it's a katan, the child is a child, not a man, so then he is not eligible for kinui. Exactly what defines a katan is a machlokas. According to the Rambam, we're talking a child from less than 9 years old, which is unusual. Usually, katan means like less than bar mitzvah, but because someone who's less than 9 years old is not considered to be able to effect adultery. Even if he would sleep with her when, as a child less than nine, it wouldn't count. But from 9 years old and up, at least legally, could do something which would constitute adultery. So therefore, if we're talking about someone less than 9 years old is not eligible. He's not a ish. That's the Rambam learns. The Bar Tanura learns that it's the more usual usage of the word ish, meaning someone who's already bar mitzvah, that means 13 years old, and has gone through puberty, as evidenced by having two new hairs. Such a person is an adult and a ish, and he is eligible for kinui, but someone who's less than that is not. And similarly, since the pasuk says it has to be an ish, so that means umisha eno ish, someone who's not an ish, meaning like an animal, wouldn't be eligible for kinui, meaning if hypothetically he said to his wife, you can't be sequestered with that dog, and she is, so then that wouldn't affect kinui. Regardless of what happens, it doesn't make a difference. That's not considered to be a legitimate kinui because of the pasuk.